May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 596. God is a spirit, just and wise. His footsteps who can trace? His love, more ancient than the skies, breaks forth in boundless grace. Hymn 596.
Thank you. let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Psalms, Psalms 145 and 146. Psalms 145 and 146. Psalm 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honour of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. The most holy, almighty, eternal, blessed, ever gracious, ever wise, glorious, long suffering, almighty Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, do give us a sense of thy being as we come to worship thee this morning hour. Help us to realize our breath is in thy hand. And may we stand in awe and reverence of thy majesty and of thy power and of thy sovereignty over our lives. May we come also, Lord, with that tender gratitude in our hearts for all thy goodness and all thy mercies to us in a personal way. May we come here also conscious of our great debt unto thee, under the pain of our sinnership and the sorrow of heart and tribulation that it does bring. Lord, do grant us now that spirit of true worship in living faith unto the fullness of the wonders of thy provision in the gospel for dying sinners, for base sinners, for vile sinners. May our heart be glad as we tread thy courts, and may we be given the hour to be truly tuned into thy praise. We would acknowledge and render thanks for thy mercies to this cause of truth here, for thy mercies yesterday and a month ago, and thy continual grace unto them, O Lord, and thy blessing on them, all according to thy sovereign love. O the depths, Lord, of thy goodness and thy riches toward thy people knows no bound. And we behold, a desire to behold, the Lamb of God, exalted now in glory by faith. Also we come then into thy courts for worship. But it is an hour of need. We need that living touch. O Lord, within, we need thy light within our soul, the cleansing, efficacious grace brought by the Holy Ghost, sealing the love of God eternal, his electing love, the safety and glory of it upon our souls. Oh, that we may enjoy again and again, from time to time, in the wilderness journey, and it is a wilderness. Thy word describes it as a vale of tears. Or may we know the glory, the everlasting love of God through the blood of the everlasting covenant, Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood sealed in righteousness, in forgiveness upon our souls, our redemption sure, our eternal safety received. These are the blessings we want. How have we come to thy house? For what reason? May this be the purpose of our worship. We may fall down and consider our own case and be ashamed and worship and love and praise in all our shame and all our sinnership, to know, to see Jesus dying in our place, weltering in sweat and blood, in the agonies of our sins, the judgment of it. Lord, we ask these blessings to be sealed on our hearts. From time to time, below here, while life continues, until that great day of departure from this earth, and the body to rot, till the great day of the trumpet, or that we may be sealed to be raised in hope. May we know the blessing of the dying thief this day. Shalt thou be with me in paradise? Thou knowest how each of us have come to thy house with me in paradise. O Lord, grant that we may truly say, and we do, and thou knowest those that do, to be with Christ, which is far better, to behold in the immediate presence of God the face of our beloved. O Lord, seal us, kiss us, bless us. But may we also, Lord, come now into thy house at this hour of worship, to fall into thy hands, to commit our life, to yield obedience, O Lord, to grow in grace, and to bring forth fruit in the vine. O Lord, for this we have no power ourselves. Larger communion, let me prove with thee, blessed object of my love. But oh, for this, no power have I, My strength is at thy feet to lie. May we then be found this day, coming into thy courts, that with confession and weeping of our sin, her heart ashamed, yet rejoicing in hope, beholding the Lamb of God in the way of living faith. So we acknowledge thy mercies to this cause of truth and to Zion, and each of us in a personal way. Bless this house of prayer continually still. Help those who bear office, strengthen their hands. Continue to be gracious unto them. Bless thy servants that come, and all that was attended to yesterday. Bless thy servants. Bless each of thy servants that come to this house of prayer and in Zion. Remember the group of churches to which we are attached in love. Pray for the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our charitable societies, each of thy servants. Some may not preach again. In great age, in weakness, some certainly won't. And others laid aside, we think of thy servant, Lord, a recently appointed a pastor, and now in that great trial of affliction. We pray thee thy blessing on him and his wife and his little family. Be gracious unto them as a cause, and appear and strengthen and raise up again. Think of the cause at Norwich. Be gracious unto them also, and each of the hills of Zion who meet in few numbers. May thy presence be known. Remember thy one spiritual Israel through this earth and in this land also. Remember thy people in great age and weakness near the end of the journey. Visit their souls. Show thyself to them. It is well. Those in middle life, the burden of business and care, do grant that grace to cast their burden on thee, and draw them from the perishing things of time, which have got to be left behind. May eternity be real. Remember our young people going forth in life, the little ones, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. The children growing up at school, keep them in thy fear. May thy word follow them. Bless the Sunday school in this house of prayer. Remember those going forth in life, in business and study. Open thy hand and provide for them in all things. Call them, quicken them, touch them. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Grant healing mercies. We thank thee where there have been healing mercies. May each know that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Remember those with a special case and special need. Those in loneliness, care, exercise, grief, bereavement, loss. The unknown way, a bowing upon them, or comfort all that mourn. O Lord, bring sinners to repentance, bless the seeking souls. Those have come here longing for a word in season, bless thy word. Lord, remember thy people through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared. Thy word is read, many in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide, make ways of escape. Have mercy on England, Lord. Utter confusion reigns, order the councils of state. overturn the treachery and the lies and the play-acting of our politicians. Raise up deliverers, leaders of integrity in the land. Above all, if it can be thy holy purpose, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, to send forth labourers again in this land in the power of the Spirit, as in former years, to blow the trumpet and to sound the alarm under the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Bless our Queen. Thank you for stability. Undertake for us on the throne when she is no more. Lengthen out still our Protestant heritage, Christian heritage, civil liberties, religious liberties, freedom to worship. O Lord, hear the cries of those who do cry unto thee concerning the abominations committed in the land. Now, Lord, we thank thee for thy mercies and praise thee. Personal helps, answers to prayer, preservation, provision. But, Lord, those gospel mercies, there is a throne of grace. May we be living here where Jesus reigns in compassion. Plead thy precious blood before the throne. May we understand thee. Glorious worth, virtue, efficacy, righteousness, life of the bloodshed. We thank you for the doors of Zion open. We thank you for the Lord's day. We thank you for thy word, thy glorious gospel. Oh, we thank you for thy dying sacrifice, thy dying love, the power and the glory of thy resurrection. Under thy grace, under thy blessing, may we truly thank thee and worship thee with understanding and grace in the heart. Now, Lord, we'll wait before our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Ghost, be dew in our midst. Bring forth the glory of the Son of God to those who weep after him and long for him. Holy Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge and stand in awe of thy provision. To us poor sinners, and thou knowest every one that has groaned this week and do so daily in all the pollution and wretchedness that they hate and the awfulness of their flesh and those that thirst after the living waters. We do thank thee for the provision of thine only begotten glorious one. And as dying mortals, we plead and ask all things in his name and for his sake. Blessed Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, plead thy name before the throne and ask all things in thy name and for thy sake. We ask thee to come. Come into our midst. Come on into our life. Come and dwell with us. Come and abide with us. Come forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen.
Let us sing hymn 153, the second part. And we'll sing verses 1, 2, and then from verse 5 to the end. Hymn 153, the second part. And why, dear Saviour, tell me why, thou thus wouldst suffer, bleed and die? What mighty motive could thee move? The motive's plain, 'twas all for love. Hymn 153, part 2, leaving out verses 3 and 4.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help and blessing, I will draw your attention to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, and part of verse 15 and 16. I read verse 15 and 16. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, and the latter part of verse 15 into 16. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. The gospel goes out to the poor, to the dying, to the needy, and yet many people hear the gospel. And many people know of God's word. Are we found among those who need Christ, long for Christ, in exercise after Christ, who feel themselves unworthy of the least of his mercies, who realize they have a rotten nature and discover that their daily life in the flesh consists of enmity toward God? In their natural being, by nature, yet their longing is for the voice of the one they long to behold and embrace. How are we found in the Lord's house? Friend, if you love a person, naturally, you will want their love and affection and their company. And you will want to know of their desire for you as well. So it is spiritually. So it is in grace. And the Lord is a holy God. A holy God that cannot look on sin with pleasure. He does not look on us in our vanities in pleasure. He does not look upon us in our heart wanderings and our backslidings in pleasure. According to his nature, it will bring a measure of wrath upon us, correction. And I believe God's dear people have learnt this, they're taught it. But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will bring forth an opening of mercy and grace, will show them his love toward those that are appointed as heirs of glory according to God's electing love. And when I say electing love, some would feel to reject it or feel it an offence. God's sovereignty, I've said many times, I don't want to wander off here, it is an awful thing to face nakedly. But in Christ, in his Son, what a security, what a certainty is salvation. Well, God is determined, according to his purpose of grace, to show his love to his people. And he will lead them to the Son of God, to Christ. Is that where we are found this morning, continually? There are trials, there are afflictions, there are sorrows and cares. I'm aware that there was a day of rejoicing yesterday, and I would be thankful. But there may be, and I don't know why I've got this word, there may be those here who feel he's passing me by. Passing me by. Those who have heard the Redeemer's voice. Miss his presence and his grace when he's absent. And if you look in the Old Testament, and God's constant dealings with the Jews, they were constantly being brought to realize their vanity and his grace and his goodness still. And how Paul wrote to the New Testament churches, exhorting them and warning them concerning the ruts they would get into, the heart wanderings, the false doctrines, the complacency, the turning away from the simplicity that is in Christ. Well, this prophecy before us, it concerns the kingdom of Christ. Zion said, "The Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me." Do you know the experience? Have you had the experience? And the Spirit points to the natural ties of a mother and child and speaks of compassion. Can a woman forget a sucking child that she should not have compassion, or from having compassion on the son of her womb? In the hardness of nature, there are those that it is declared, yea, they may forget. They may forget because of their wickedness and their hardness. They may, of course, be unable to attend to their child through weakness or affliction. But not so with God. Are you brought to need compassion? Do you know anything of the Lord's compassion? In Psalm 78, in the middle of that psalm, we have this word, "But he, being full of compassion." Oh, have you tasted the compassion? Do you know the compassion? It's personal. It's personal. You need compassion of the Lord, no doubt, upon your soul, upon your family, upon your pathway, in your business affairs. Forgiveness of sin, blotting out, newness of life. He being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities. The word iniquity is a strong word. We're all sinners. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. God's mind and perfectness shown forth in the law of Moses. There are degrees of knowledge of sin. There is sin, there is iniquity. But there is the extremes which God hates. Abominations he declares against. Practiced abominations. There's the awful curse of apostasy, apostasy from God. He destroyed them not, forgave their iniquities, destroyed them not, he being full of compassion. As there are degrees of faith also. There are degrees of love. Christ declared it, did he not, concerning the woman who was a sinner. There was Simon the Pharisee speaking to Christ, talking to him, but thinking in his mind, if this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman was. She's a sinner. And there he is, letting her wash his feet. I've somewhat to say unto thee, Simon, says the Lord. Speaks of two debtors, 501, but first the 50. There are degrees of understanding according to the Lord's grace toward us. Some are deeply convicted of sin, others are not so. They may have not gone so far astray, but they discover their hardness of heart in their sinnership, and they mourn, and each will feel themselves to be, as taught by the Spirit, as the chief of sinners, the 501. But in realities, there are some who need the Lord more in some respects. For the covering, restoration, a time of trouble, a time of recovery needed. Who will love him most, says the Lord? Well, grudgingly, Simon says, well, I suppose he, that 0500, friend, are you that person? Love him most. This woman, a street woman. The Holy God, the Holy Son. What glories there are in Emmanuel. Friend, it's the word that cleanses, the grace that cleanses. Friend, no outward cleansing. Inward in the heart, by the Spirit. Compassion. This word, compassion. When those lepers went to the Lord Jesus and cried, Son of David, have mercy on us, and so forth. And a leper came to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him and saying, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus moved with compassion. Moved with compassion. Are you that praying soul? If thou wilt, if thou canst, help me, have mercy on me. Moved with compassion. Put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Friend, what of the leprosy within? What of the leprosy of our lives? It's a serious thing. Friend, sinners are in a serious position, all of us. We face the judgment seat of Christ, he being full of compassion. The widow weeping over her son that came out of the city of Nain. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Said unto her, weep not. He came and touched the abaya, and said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Look at the prodigal son. Wasting his inheritance, wasting. What a rebellion. But brought to want. Do you want Christ? Brought to want. And he returns. And he arose and came to his father. This blessed parable. But when he was a great way off, Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my God hath forgotten me. When he was a great, do you feel to be a great work? Others blessed, others favoured, others rejoicing. When did you last hear from your Jesus? I don't say that flippantly. When did you last hear from him who you long for? The Holy God of heaven. Remember, the glorious Son of God is one with his Father. It's the judgment seat of Christ who we stand before. He is the one who died. A glorious connection there, you know. Oh, do you know Calvary? Do you know his precious blood? No fear of the judgment seat. Although, of course, considered reverently and with the natural fear of God, the grace of God. His Father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. That parable purposely, of course, to bring forth the glory of repentance and so forth, and a backsliding and the coming sinner. I just wanted to bring forth this word compassion concerning the natural relationship of a mother and child. One more thought comes in Lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Friend, that's a low place to come to. Tough to come down there. It's the Lord's mercy. I have not been consumed. Do you know the wonders of that? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Friend, it's a personal mercy to you of God, of favour. You've not been consumed. Because his compassions fail not. In the glory of the covenant of grace. And Jeremiah goes on to say, they are new every morning. That is, compassion. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. For the Lord will not cast off forever. For though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. This mother may forget. God says, yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Have you been crying, remember me, O Lord, with the favour thou bearest unto thy people? O visit me with thy salvation. These aren't words, you know. They're not just mere words. The favour of God's people. Oh, remember me with that favour. What a favour. Safety on earth, and after death, the plenitude of heaven. Visit me with thy salvation. Yet will I not forget thee. The Lord declares here to his poor dear Zion, yet will I not forget thee. How many times do you feel to be forsaken and alone? Look at David in deep waters of trial. Yet he had many tokens the Lord was with him. Look at the Apostle Paul in the trials he walked through, continually upheld. But there is a reason why you fear the Lord might pass you by. You feel he has passed you by. Friend, the power of unbelief. There is a set time to deliver Zion. It's humbling work. Why does the Lord remain silent and leave us in that fog of unbelief, never able to come forth? He's showing us where we are, that we may value his salvation at the set time to favour Zion. And he will come. He will not tarry. Yet will I not forget thee. A word to be pleaded before the throne. And he gives an answer and a sealing of it here. There is a reason, dear friend, to hope in his word, though he cause grief, yet to hope still. His compassions fail not. And he gives thee word of assurance that you will not be forgotten and will not be passed by. But oh, for the grace to receive it and the heart to be enlarged and opened and to feel sure. That's the exercise of the living soul. I have graven thee on the palms of my hand. Here we have two things set before us. The practice of sealing and agreeing years ago when houses were sold or deals were given, there was a seal of wax and the swearing done or whatever it was with the thumb on the wax and so forth. There's the king's seal, of course, and so forth. But there's something else far more precious than this. Graven thee on the palms of my hands. Something for someone to plead. The dying scenes of the Lord Jesus longed for. Do you long for them? Have you been favoured to have a little touch with them, of them? Has the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ been made precious to your heart that you've wept in desire and thankfulness, unable to plead them, brought to plead them for your life? How you long, the hymn writer says, heart, I think, let thy groans and cries be rehearsed by the Spirit in my ears. We're being pointed here to what was to come. Christ being made a curse. How can the Son of God, the righteous one, God is the one that sends forth the curse. He is impassible. There can be no curse upon him. Jesus is the Son of God. He's in union with the Father. You read John 14. He ever was in the bosom. And all that he did was in the glory of his Father as the second person of the Trinity. But he became man, and there he suffered. In his soul, there he suffered. Made like unto his brethren. It's a tremendous depth of truth here. We don't fully understand it wholly, but faith receives the grace, the wonders of it. That he should come man. Yes, the righteous man, to perform the law of God and to suffer the disobedience in our heart, the pride, the independence. The word here says, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thomas was graven on the Lord's hand. And he genuinely said, although he had to be admonished by the Lord in pure love and kindness, he said in his heart, through love, concerning Christ's resurrection, I will not believe, it's strong language, isn't it? Except I see, and I put my fingers in and thrust my hand in his side and so forth. The Lord honoured his faith. Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. But he goes on to point out, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. In the report of grace, the other disciples openly told Thomas, the Lord is risen. Peter had had that private interview with him on the resurrection day. The two on the Emmaus Road opened up to him as the breaking of it. The women, Mary and the others. Mary Magdalene. And then Jesus met the women again, didn't he, on their way back from the tomb. And then the ten together. And Thomas could not believe. Blessed are they that have not seen, that have not beholden me as they long for, yet have believed. Friend, faith isn't just receiving the fullness of grace you long for. Faith is in the weeping after it, the longing for Christ, the love after Christ. There is living faith that lays hold of the border of his garment. There was the woman who pushed through the crowd and said, but then if I may touch, I will be clean. See, the faith was already there in the heart. Here the word says, behold, I will not forget thee. All you feel passed by. It makes you cry as Bartimaeus, Son of God, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, they cried the louder. Keep crying, friend. He will come. But all the fog, the uncertainty, the fear of presumption, the grief. What if I'm deceived? I've got to die. I've got to die. Is it real? Is your need real? Is your sorrow real? Are your sins real? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls, Zion's walls, Zion's dwelling, is continually before me. He is a glory in the midst, isn't he? A wall of fire round about. In the earlier part of the chapter, it speaks of the preceding verses. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people. And he will have mercy upon his afflicted. He will have mercy upon his afflicted. You know, our innate inability is an affliction, but he has mercy on it. The way of grace, the way of love, in knowing the Lord is by the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit works by grace in love, in faith to him. If you didn't love the Son of God, would you be weeping after him? You must love him, to weep after him and to need him. You long for his ways. You long for his word. But Jabez prayed, "Oh, thou bless me indeed. Thou enlarge my coast. Thou keep me from evil. It may not grieve me," and so forth. The Lord heard his petition and answered him. Are we one of those that are crying after him, pleading his compassion? Friend, his dying agonies, his sweat as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. You know, the manna was given daily. And I believe you will be brought, and you are favoured if you have been brought, to want something of the reality of Christ's love to you personally, daily, a touch of. You don't get it as you want it, but there is a seeking after it in the Word. There is a turning again. Friend, this compassion, I go back to Psalm 78. Look at the iniquities and the sins and the murmurings and the complainings and the wretchedness of the children of Israel in the wilderness journey. And you've discovered it in your own heart. You're just the same. You're just, as we sang in the hymn just now, 153, concerning those that persecuted Christ, we have done the same. Because he suffered for us. It's a mercy if he suffered for you. All manner of sin and iniquity forgiven. The wretchedness and the hardness of the heart. Yet the weakness combined with the utter weakness and poverty of our own faith. Our own weakness. Our own failings. Our poorness in spirit. Our undone condition. Our heart wanderings. Our forgetfulness of the Lord's mercies. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You can hardly believe that theirs is the kingdom of God, can you? The kingdom of heaven. But Christ declared it, you know. It's not pleasant to be poor in spirit, is it? It's not nice, is it? You feel among God's people to be so helpless, so useless, so foolish, so embarrassed, poor in spirit. Blessed are they. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they that mourn. They shall be comforted. Dear Lord, may I a mourner be over my sins and after thee. Behold, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Therefore, you're entering into something of my sorrow. Ye that pass by, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. You're entering into the sorrow. The Lord Jesus, when our sins, this is in the flesh in his soul, when our sins were charged to him, the helplessness it brought. But of course, as the Son of the Heir, the glorious one, his own arm sustained him, brought him through. He could not sink under the curse because he was the righteous one. Graven thee there, thou canst not sink under the curse. The palms of my hands, crucified with Christ. Something of the fellowship of his sufferings. You'll walk that way. You'll walk that way. As crucified with Christ, Paul did. A thorn in the flesh. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Friend, our weakness, his strength, perfect in our weakness, by faith, by love, by grace. graven thee, the palms of my hands. What a security we have before. Sinner, can you plead it? You'll be pleading it. Lord, pass me not by. These are simple words you pray, but may your heart be drawn to Christ, to see him. Ask, open the scene, Lord, open the scene. Let me view thee, let me view thee. Friend, alone you'll be weeping. It's good to be alone. Sometimes if Christ draw near, you'll be glad to be alone. You'll be alone with him. Dying on the cursed tree, yet victorious, you know. Victorious, triumphant. Friend, it was a righteous death. He's crucified through weakness, raised in power, but it was a righteous death. It must have been. It was. He said, it is finished. Then he could yield all to his Father. It's a righteous one. Friend, if it wasn't a righteous one, how would you and I stand when we die? But he bore the curse to death, to the sorrows of death. Cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. Graven thee there. Friend, are you fixed? Is your heart pursuing to Calvary? You long for it. Friend, if your soul this morning is longing for Calvary to see and know him who died for you, you're graven already on the palms of his hands. For who gave the desire? It's a serious one. It's not a 5-minute wonder. It's an eternal sealing. Now, the apostle Paul brings forth, does he not, concerning this, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, to the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given us, or given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. The earnestness of the Spirit in our hearts. The earnest of the Spirit after the Lord. Paul writes to the Corinthians concerning himself and says, sealed us, given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart, of the earnestness of the Spirit in your soul. And writing to the Ephesians, he says that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The earnest in the heart. The sealing. Longing. Christ in you. You long for it. Hope of glory. What is our desire for this life? That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Bringing forth the meekness of Christ in our life, that we may reign with him in preparation for heaven. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Your prayers are heard. Fear not, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. I've heard thy prayer, says God through Isaiah, to Hezekiah, I've seen thy tears, I've seen them, I've heard them. Thy walls are continually before me. Friend, continually, continually. There's not a moment when all who Christ died for and loved, who the Father gave him, there's not a moment, not a second, when you are not before him, his eye, his gaze, his love, his care, his glory, his grace, his word, his safety. Thy walls, Zion's walls, are continually before me. Do you feel forsaken and alone? The Lord has passed me by. Yet will I not forget thee. Yet will I not forget thee. How can Christ forget those he died for? Friend, he has the wounds, the marks of them, still on his glorious body. It's a glorious body. John saw in the midst of the throne as a lamb that had been slain. The glorious priest of Christ. Christ, the glorious priest of God. The Son of God. His glorious office as a priest. As a lamb slain. A glorified body. Yet the mark still. What a pleading for a poor sinner now. What hope, what mercy. Bless him. Oh, may you come to that place where your eyes and hearts enlightened and touched. Where you see you've something to plead, something sure, something certain, a living reality to plead. Before the throne, Christ now ascended in glory, still showing the wounds of his suffering for poor sinners and putting away sin. The very places where the blood came forth. And even this crown he now wears in glory, once crowned with thorns. Friend, our sins gave him those thorns. You've got a thorn in the flesh in your pathway of sorrow. But your sins thorned him. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion? What a word. Are you there weeping? Friend, have you been reduced to being like a little child? Well, if such is the kingdom of heaven, to need compassion, you need compassion. But this natural loved one may forget, this natural mother may forget, yet will I not forget thee. And he gives a reason of living hope, a foundation of hope. Behold, I have graven thee. Are you pursuing to Calvary? Is that where your heart longs to go? Sit at Jesus' feet and behold the empty tomb as well, which was close by, as we understand. And now exalted in glory. Behold, I have graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before, continually, continually before me.
The collections last Lord's Day were £745, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday School this afternoon. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening, addressed by Mr. Adrian Pickett, to be followed by a short church meeting. God willing, Mr. Timothy Barker will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, and he hopes to administer the Lord's Supper and to receive Victoria into church membership. Let us close with hymn 413. Let Zion songs of triumph sing, let gladness crown the day. Jehovah is her God and King, he hates to put away. Hymn 413.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.